Hello. I'm back. It's Wednesday again. And you know what? So, I really hated the last episode I recorded. It was like, I just recorded it at the end of the day and it just kind of felt like, oh, this is something I have to do. It felt like a task. And so, I just wasn't like, I don't know, I like wasn't in my groove. Like, I was done for the day. I was mentally checked out and that was just like one more thing I had to do. And so, yeah, boo. But then, so that was Wednesday. And then on Friday, I sound weird. Do I sound weird?
That's right.
Okay, maybe not. I thought I sounded weird. Anyway, and then Friday I was at work and I just had like, I don't know, I just got fucking high on life and I had such a good day, and I recorded an episode on my lunch break. So I recorded it on my phone just on like a voiceover, so I don't really know like how that's, I don't really know how I'm going to do that, but I'm going to try to upload that one today too, so that way I could just make up for the shitty shit episode last week. And I don't know, I'm like, I'm kind of sorry for it, but oh my god, okay, I was gonna have the door closed, but hold on, you good? Come on, come here, come on, come on, come here, come here. I was gonna have the door closed, but whenever I walked outside, my cat was outside, and so I was like, I'm gonna leave the door cracked in case she wants to come in. And she just came in, a little kitty cat. What are you doing? She's running around, so. Oh my god, I love her. She's been a little bitch. She usually meows when she wants water, or anything. She's like good about, you know, telling me what she wants. But, anyway, like, the past few times she wanted water, yesterday and today, she would, like, she wants fresh water, because we have two bowls, the dog's and hers, but, of course, they all drink out of each other's, but she does not like dirty water, and so she'll literally just, no, she needs her fresh, clean water, and so, yeah, she's been so sassy about it the past few days, but I don't care. I love her. She's so cute. She just looks so, like, majestic when she's outside. It's so weird. Anyways, so I need to figure out how to upload that episode. Hold on. I'm going to pause and I'm going to go put her in the house real quick. I'll be back so I can focus. Okay, so, sorry. I should have done that before, but I need to move forward. So, yeah, I need to figure out how to upload that from my phone and everything, which I feel like shouldn't be that hard, but I guess I don't know. And then, what else? Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to try to put out two episodes today. But, okay. Good morning. I feel really good this morning. I was doing, I've been doing some breath work and some different, self-gratitude and self-compassion, ritual things, I guess, and I like them, but they really got me thinking, because last night this woman's like, picture your dream life, and I can picture my dream self, like, how I, like, am in the world, but I don't really know what my dream life is, because I feel like I've just, like, I have been, like, canceling out kind of things, and it's like, okay, obviously I don't have a dream job, like, my dream isn't to just be in a career and, like, physically doing this random shit for, I don't know. I like working to make money, but I don't just want to fucking, like, my dream isn't to work, like, no. But I don't know. I feel like, you know, then when you say that, people are like, well, I couldn't just not work. Like, I couldn't just sit at home all the time. And it's like, that's not what I mean, bitch. I just mean, I don't want to be committed to this one thing. Like, I want to be able to wake up and I would try all the hobbies in the world. Like, I just want to try fucking everything and do everything. Like, I just want to wake up and see where my day takes me instead of being like, have to go here, have to do this. And it's like on repeat. Like, that is just like, I don't like that. I get into a habit and then I just feel like a fucking robot. So, yeah, like whenever I get home from work, I try to do, I don't know. Honestly, I've been scrolling a lot and I'm like trying to not because I feel like it's, I feel like I could be doing better things for me right now. So, yeah, but I don't know. After I get done with this, I'm gonna journal, which I don't love journaling. Like, I just don't like physically writing like that. I like talking. So, and I know you're my journal, but I feel like we have to get back to the boy stuff because I just want to get that shit over with. So I can't just sit here and talk about all my fucking little dream life and shit. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's been in phases because then it was like, oh, traveling. But it's like, I don't know. Like, I really do love traveling, but I also feel like I could just travel around, like, where I am. Like, I don't know. I like having my car, and I'm not old enough to rent a car places, so, like, there's kind of that. Plus, like, I don't know. I still like traveling. I love traveling. Like, that's not what I'm saying, but I don't know. I don't know, like, if my dream life is just traveling the whole world. Like, I feel like, well, I don't know, because that still sounds really cool. Whatever. Anyway, that's that. What else should I give you a little update on before we start? I got a little bummed out because I usually look at all my, like, analytics and everything after, like, after I record the episode and I post it and everything, then I kind of, like, check my numbers, see what's going on, whatever, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna check it first today because last week I did not even check it, and, I'm a little sad because still in the 60s, and it was in the 60s last time I checked it, so 2 weeks ago. So, boo, but I don't know. I'm like, you know what? Whenever I was, like, starting out, everyone was like, you know, the first, like, multiple months, you're not gonna have any listeners. And I literally had listeners, like, from the get. Like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. So, but I'm like, don't let this all be because last week's episode sucked. Like, I know it sucked. That's why I'm gonna get two today, you know? We gotta balance it out. Okay. Whatever. Okay, I'm trying to think of the last episode. I think I talked about, oh god. I'm trying to think of where we really are right now. Okay, I just kind of looked at the last episode to kind of see what I talked about when the boy stuff, and it was, like, mostly the cop and then, like, a few other things. Anyway, okay, so now, okay. This one time, we're just gonna jump right in. Trigger warning, sexual assault, trigger warning. I don't know. Whatever. Trigger warning, take care of yourself. I'm just gonna be talking about sexual abuse in all kinds of ways. Okay, so. This person, we're gonna call him Grab. It's kind of weird, but whatever. Anyway, I met this guy at a party. Oh my god, this party was, like, one of my first parties, and we went, let's see, me and two of my friends went, because we saw someone post about it, and we were like, oh my god, let's go to this party, because literally, like, I just showed up at parties all the fucking time. If someone posted, and they were like, party at this house, I'm like, yeah, we're going, and this one was, like, close to my house, so we were like, yeah, we're going, and so we go, and then there's, like, people we know there, and it's, like, kind of a smaller party, like, it's in a little shop. And I see my ex-boyfriend, Ted, and he's with another girl there. And, like, I am just, like, a whole mess. Like, this is the sloppiest drunk I've ever got. Like, I've never acted like this ever. And I don't know. I think this is probably one of my first few times getting drunk. I don't even know, but this was just a really low moment for me. Like, I can't even know. That was really wild. And so I see him, and he's with this girl. And so I'm just like, fuck this bitch. Who's this bitch? And I'm hating on the girl only, of course, shocker. Like, can't blame it on the fucking man who's the one in the wrong. Or not even in the wrong. Like, he was in the wrong. So at this point, me and him hadn't talked in a while. And I was, like, trying to distance myself from him. But, like, obviously, I was still super in love with him. So I just kept going back anytime, like, I needed to or he needed to. Because him, I would, like, text him, like, so we broke up, but then it was, like, anytime that I really felt like I had no one else, like, at least I had him. And so, at my lowest of lows is whenever I would talk to him. So, I feel like that is, like, really setting the scene of, like, the hold he had over me. So, anyway, I see him with this girl, and I'm just, like, fuck this girl the whole time. And then, and, like, she's sitting on his lap, like, he just keeps, like, looking at me, and I'm just like, dude, what the fuck? And so I start, like, I have to go outside because I'm fucking crying, and, like, this is so much. And he fucking comes out there, and he's, like, trying to kiss me, and, like, just comes right up and is trying to kiss me, like, doesn't even say anything. And I'm like, get the fuck off me, like, I'm not doing this. And I just start crying, and I'm like, this is, like, you're literally with another girl. Like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Like, I want to and I love you, but, like, fuck you. Like, what are you doing? You literally are here with another girl. Like, on your lap. Like, she looks like your girlfriend. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but, like, you're not about to just sneak around and be making out outside while she's right there. Literally feet from us. And whatever. Anyway, so I'm just, like, crying, and this guy that I knew was there, and, like, I don't know, we ended up talking, and he was like, come on, like, you're way better than this, like, what's going on? And just, like, literally, like, we just sat in the back of his truck, and, like, on the bed, and we're, like, in the country, like, there's a donkey running around, like, I don't know what the fuck, but, yeah, it was a low moment for me. I was just bawling my eyes out, and I was just like, oh, like, I just hate him, like, this is so horrible, blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, and so then I finally stopped crying, and I'm going and hanging out with my friends again, and there's this other guy there who's, like, a main character, like, he's being funny, he's doing stupid shit, and whatever. I'm just like, you know what, he's really cute. And we all thought he was really cute. And I don't know. I think I was just, like, trying, like, I don't know. I think I was kind of, like, trying to make Ted jealous by just, like, laughing at all this guy's jokes and, like, I don't know, being around him. And I did not fart. That was my foot sliding across a cooler. I don't know what the fuck. Whatever. Anyway. And so, yeah, I was, like, I don't know. But anyway, I added this guy on Snapchat, and, like, we never talked again. Like, there was, like, nothing. And then, but I always thought he was so cute. And, like, literally, well, at this point, I don't really know if I think he's cute. Like, I feel like no, but I don't know. This was, like, years later. And we're at the bar. Me and my friend are at the bar, and him and his friend are at the bar. And my friend and his friend are, like, they decide that they're fucking that night. And so they're going to come home with us. And so we all get home, whatever, they're hooking up. Me and this guy, obviously, like, I have this, like, weird, like, I don't even know if I would call it a crush. Like, I just thought he was cute and, like, whatever. And anyway, so we get back to her house and, oh my God, this is bad. So, I'm going to be sleeping in her sister's room, and her and this guy are going to be obviously in her room, and then the other guy is going to be on the couch. Anyway, I'm, like, putting my stuff in the bedroom, and then he just goes and lays on the bed. And so I just walked out, and I go to the couch, and I'm just, like, we don't, like, say a word. And I just go to the couch, and I'm laying on the couch. And then the couch is so uncomfortable. I'm like, oh my God, I'm pissed off. I'm like, why the fuck is he in the bed? Like, what the fuck is this? And then he, like, walks out of the bedroom and comes to the couch and, like, or doesn't come to the couch. He, like, goes to the kitchen, but he's, like, stops at the couch and looks at me and then goes to the kitchen. And then I'm just like, what the fuck? And then he goes back to the room, and then he's like, he texts me. He literally texts me. And he was like, oh, like, you don't have to sleep out there. Like, come in here, come in here. And so I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And this, I'm not considering this sexual assault. I just, like, regretted doing this after. But I feel like I'm making these to just show, like, the shitty or any big impact that a man had on me. And, like, this is just one of those. But, yeah, I don't, like, I think this was consensual. And so don't say a word. Literally nothing is said. I go in there and I just, like, lay on the edge of the bed. And, like, it's super awkward. Like, I am, like, waiting for him to say something, but he's not saying anything. And so I'm not gonna say anything. And, like, I don't know. Just really fucking weird. And then he just, like, scoots closer to me and then just starts kissing me. And so we're kissing. And then he literally flips me over and fucks me and, like, doesn't touch me, like, hardly at all. Literally fucks me and then rolls over and goes to sleep. Like, didn't say a word. And also, it's, like, usually, like, the first thing a guy wants to do to me is take my tits out. Like, sorry, this is, I guess, kind of graphic, but, like, I just have had huge tits my whole life. Like, that's kind of the main focus, objectively speaking about myself. And so, like, yeah, and I don't know, whatever. Like, that's the first thing a guy wants from me is my tits. And, like, he literally, like, I had on a hoodie, didn't give a fuck, literally took my pants off, fucked me, rolled over, went to sleep. And, like, that was just so insane. Like, that was just the craziest thing in my life. I was like, oh, because it was, like, I don't know, like, I feel like even, you know, obviously I hate my boobs and always have, but it's, like, you know, it's, like, at least, like, there's something specific to me. Like, I'm not just a hole. Like, at least I have these fucking milkers. Like, I don't know. And so I was just, like, shocked, and I was just, like, such a, like, dehumanizing moment. It was, like, literally just a hole. Like, you didn't say a word to me, we didn't kiss, like, literally you fucked me and then rolled over and went to bed. Like, that was so, literally didn't say a word, did not say a fucking word. It was the weirdest fucking thing in my life. And yeah, after that I was like, okay, yeah, like, I'm not ever hooking up with anyone again. Which that was, like, my, like, second time that was a random hookup, because that other guy from that party where I was like, bitch, I have to be drunk if we're gonna fuck. But this guy, yeah, I was like, it was the weirdest fucking thing of my life. And so it's like, even like, if I saw him right now, we would probably pretend we didn't know each other. And like, that's so weird, because if we fucked, I'm not gonna sit here and act like I don't know you. But him, like, okay, yeah, I guess that's what we're doing. It was the weirdest fucking thing. And I was just like, oh my God, like, I've never felt like such a hole. Like, because I thought I had. I thought, I was like, oh my God, all these guys just want us to fuck me. Like, I, like, they don't even care about anything I have to say. Like, all they want is to fuck me. And it's like, bro, he literally, like, I had never felt like someone gave less of a fuck about me. Like, ugh, it was so gross. And I don't know, like, I feel like I just, yeah, like, I don't know. I just was like, you know, he's cute. Like, I always thought he was cute. Like, I've liked him for years, but, like, yeah, I don't really know why I went in there. I should have just been like, get your ass on the fucking couch, I'm sleeping in the bedroom, whatever. And then by the time I woke up, he was gone. Like, I don't know. I guess, like, you know, that's how some hookup culture is, but, like, I just, like, am not a hookup culture kind of girly. And, like, I don't know, like, that was just, like, bizarre. I don't know. And, oh my God, yeah, that was so fucking weird. Whatever. Anyway, next. Oh, this one is crazy. So, okay, this guy, I met him on a dating app, and then we text for a few days, and then we were like, okay, let's hang out. And he was like, oh, like, if you drive over here, like, we should go watch this sunset, we should go do this and this, like, planning, like, a cute little, like, date thing. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm not fucking you. I don't want any of that. Like, I don't want to do anything. And he was like, yeah, no worries, whatever. And so I drive, like, a fucking hour to go see this guy. And I get to his house. And, like, I thought I was going to, like, go in his house. Like, I started, like, getting out of my car. And he's walking out the front because I'm, like, texting him. I'm like, I'm here. And then I'm getting out of the car. And then he's like, oh, like, whatever. He's walking out of his house. And he's like, oh, no, like, get in the car. Like, I want to, like, take you somewhere. Bitch, I'm going to be taking you somewhere, first of all, because you're telling me to get back in my car. Okay, what the fuck? And anyway, this guy, fuck this guy. I literally actually hate this guy. And so we get in the car and he's like, oh yeah, just like drive over here. And we go to this like little like lookout like thing. And like there's a few other cars there. Everyone's just sitting in their car watching the sunset. Like it's a pretty view, whatever. And we're sitting there talking and like we talk, I don't know, maybe for like 45 minutes. And the whole time is like, I'm kind of talking, he's kind of checking his phone off and on, and he's kind of just being like, yeah, whatever. And, like, not interested, but I don't know. I think I felt like that was doing something. I was like, you know, like, he's listening to me talk. Like, he hasn't tried anything in the first 45 minutes. Like, wow, that's so crazy. And so, yeah, I'm just talking, and then it's kind of dark outside, and cars start to leave, and then he just, like, leans his seat all the way back. And he's like telling me to come over and get on top of him. And I'm like, no, like, I don't really want to do that. And then he keeps like putting my hand on his dick and I'm like taking it away and I'm getting so fucking awkward. And I'm just like, I don't want to, like, I just want to talk. Like, we should just talk. Like, I don't want to do this. I said I didn't want to do this. And he's like, well, yeah, you said that, but like, you know, we're here now, like, you don't want to? And I was like, no. And he's like, come on. And I'm like, no. And he's like, come on. And I'm like, no. And that goes on for a while. And then, like, he does that thing where then he just starts kind of using my hand with his hand around my hand. And, like, I don't think his dick is out. I think maybe he took his, like, pants off, but he still has his underwear on or something. Like, this is, like, a middle phase. And it's just really fucking awkward, and, like, I'm just still, like, no, like, I don't want to do this, like, I just want to sit here and talk, like, I'm not comfortable with this. And at this point, like, I'm being pretty fucking vocal, like, probably the most vocal that I had ever been up to this point. And so, yeah, I just kept being, like, you know, like, I just don't really want to do this, like, I said I didn't want to do this, and I don't know, he's just, like, doesn't give a fuck, like, he's just, like, come on, like, you want to, I know you want to, blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, I kept on pulling my hand away for a while, and he kept putting it back, and obviously, I kept verbally saying, like, I don't want to do this, and I'm not comfortable with this, and I just want to talk, and no, and blah, 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 and it didn't fucking matter. And so then, yeah, he pulls his dick out, and I'm giving him a hand job, and ew, like, this language is just so fucking nasty to me, honestly, gross, but anyway, so we're doing that, and then I'm just, like, I'm in the driver's seat, he's in the passenger seat, laid back, and I'm just sitting up and staring out, like, looking straight, and I just start fucking crying, and, like, it was just such a weird, like, I don't even know, like, and it's, like, meanwhile, he is literally jacking himself off with my hand, like, I'm not doing anything, he's doing all this work, and, oh my god, it's so gross, and so I'm literally crying forever, and then, like, eventually, because he's, like, laying back, like, I don't know what he's doing, I'm not looking, and then eventually, I'm, like, having to, like, sniff because my nose is starting to run because, like, I've been fucking crying forever and, like, this is still happening. And so then he's, like, oh my god, are you crying right now? And I was, like, no. And then he, like, sits up and, like, finally lets go of my hand. And so I just take my hand back and he's, like, you're crying? You're crying? And I was, like, dude, yeah, like, I didn't want to do that. And I said that. And so he's like, okay, we can go back. Like, we can go back to my house. We can go back to my house. And so I just start driving and I'm driving back to his house. And it's awkward as fuck because I don't know where I'm fucking going. And so he's like having to tell me. And then he's like, you're not gonna say this is rape, right? Like, you're not gonna say I raped you. You're not gonna say I raped you. Like, oh my God, you're not gonna say that, right? Like, that's not what I did. Like, that's what is that? Wait, are you gonna tell people? Like, are you gonna make this? And it's like flipping the fuck out. And I'm just like literally crying and driving and like still like half dissociated, whatever the fuck it is. Like, I just like, it's so awkward. And I'm just like, okay, like, whatever. And so I finally like get back to his house and I'm like trying to stop crying, but like at this point, like I feel like I'm kind of like coming back into my body, and so it's like I'm crying a lot more. And he's just like flipping out in the passenger seat and he's like, are you gonna say I raped you? Are you gonna tell everyone I raped you? Like, I didn't rape you. I didn't rape you. Like, that's not what this was. Are you gonna tell? Are you gonna do this? Are you gonna like take me to court? Like, I can't be a rapist. I cannot be like a rapist. Like, oh, sorry. Oh my God. That hurt. I was getting carried away. And yeah, he's like doing this whole thing. And I'm just like freaking the fuck out. And I'm just like, no. Like, whatever. No, it's fine. Just get out of my car. And so he's like, are we gonna hang out again? And I'm like, just, I have to go home. Like, get out of my car. And so he gets out of my car. And then starts blowing up my phone. And he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm just like, nothing, like, it's fine. And he's just like begging me over text. And he's like, you're not gonna say I raped you. You're not gonna say I raped you, right? And I'm just like, no, like, it's fine, whatever. And I don't know, like, then he kept, like, we kept going back and forth about it. And I ended up sending him this text that is the most embarrassing thing in my life. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I guess I was a tease, like, I'm sorry, and, like, literally, like, apologized to him, which is fucking so insane, and I was just like, no, like, I'm just a tease, I guess, like, I, yeah, like, I'm sorry, like, I just should have never came, and, yeah, like, that, I went back, and I was reading that text just to see if I had it. And I did, and I was like, oh my God, it made me so upset. I was like, holy shit. Like, of course, this guy who literally was begging me to not tell anyone he raped me, and then I apologize. Like, that is just like so, like, I'm so sad for that version of myself. Like, that's just so upsetting to me that, like, I really, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I kind of knew what happened and still like believed that it was my fault. Like, I don't know. It was just really weird for me because it was like all the other guys, like, it was like, yeah, they like obviously didn't give a fuck about my no, but it's like they didn't have that realization in the moment that I don't know. I don't know. I think this is a confusing conversation because it's like me and Jalen were talking about this the other day, and she's like, there's no way they don't know that what they're doing, like, is a little off or, like, a little wrong. Like, there's no way that they have no recollection of that. And I don't know. I was just like, I don't know. I just feel like there's no way because how has this happened so many times, like, specifically with coercion, that all of these guys just are conscious and knowing what they're doing is wrong and, like, don't give a fuck. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck. And so I don't know, but it was like this, it was very clear that he knew what he did was wrong, and he was literally begging me to not tell anyone that he raped me. Like, he's giving me all the language of what just happened. So that was really fucking crazy. Like, yeah, that was probably one of the crazier ones. Next, okay. Oh, this one's cute. This one's a good impact that a guy had on me. And this guy, like, he was, I used to work with him, so shit where you eat, bitch. Don't do it. But this guy, he started working there, and I thought he was so fucking hot, and, like, I don't know, like, he just seemed, like, actually, like, not a sack of shit. And This was not, this was like, yeah, my first time just actually meeting someone, and like, I don't know, like, he wasn't just like a fucking asshole in the shithole town where I'm from. He's from like a town over, and like that town's a lot more like open, and there's all kinds of people and cool people. Honestly, I don't think I had really ever met like someone who's just like genuinely really cool, and or like a good guy, I guess. And anyway, so I thought he was so cute, and he painted his nails, and he was like a little like edgy. And anyway, I was like, I want to fuck him. Like, I don't know. I just like told all my friends that worked with me. I was like, I want to fuck this guy. Like, I don't know what it is, but I want to fuck him. Like, I don't want to date him. I don't want to be a thing. Like, I just want to fuck him. And like, that was kind of weird because like, I don't think I had ever just like straight up desired someone like that, I guess. I don't know. And I don't even know if I did. I don't even know. I think, I don't know what that was. I don't know. The situation is all weird. And so anyway, he starts working there, and like, we like become friends, and we're hanging out and whatever. And oh my god, literally my fucking friend, bitch ass. I forgot about this. We're all hanging out at my house one night. There was four of us, and then there was three of us, and it was me and him, and then my other friend. And my friend was like, we were just talking and whatever, and then my friend was like, oh yeah, but Brittany likes you, like, something literally outed me. And he was like, what? And I was like, oh my god, like, and he was like, how do you not know, like, Brittany is so, like, over the moon for you, or, like, something stupid, like, fucking, oh my god, fuck you, bitch, but whatever. Anyway, and so then, like, my friend ended up leaving, and so it was just me and him in my house, and, like, I don't know, like, we were just talking, and then, but it was, like, I don't know, like, I feel like he actually was, like, interested in, like, what I have to say, and, like, I don't know, like, I had never, like, had a conversation like that, I guess. And so, we hung out outside a little longer, and then we just went to my room, and we, like, laid there for a while, and then, yeah, we kissed, and whatever, and, I don't know, like, he was just very, very, like, gentle, and, like, I don't know, like, I guess for context, like, he was in an open relationship, and so, like, I don't know, like, it was just, like, we had to have a conversation about that, obviously, and, like, you know, like, you know, talk more about that. And I'm like, you know, like, this is allowed, like, this, because whenever I first saw him and, like, was saying I wanted to fuck him, I didn't know he was in a relationship. But then I, like, he told me he was in a relationship, and then I was like, okay, no. But then he was like, it's an open relationship, and then, like, you know, we talked all about that, and, like, that was my first experience with, like, anything other than fucking the baseline shit. Like, I was just uneducated about everything. And so, I don't know, yeah, we just talked about that, and then, I don't know, like, I just felt like he was really, like, I don't know, I was like, I don't want to say he was submissive, because I don't really feel like I'm dominant, like, I just feel like we were both kind of, like, I don't know, like, I just feel like kind of present, and then, like, I don't know, because usually it was, like, any other time I had sex, like, it was very clear, like, I was just a hole, pretty much, like, I was just gonna get bugged, and that was just gonna be it, like, this is for them, like, whatever. But except for with him, that was a little different. Like, I won't just discredit that. Like, that was, I felt cared for. And then, anyway, so we, I think we fucked. I don't remember. But I just know, like, the whole time, like, he was very, like, and, like, I think that my body had just, like, kind of learned, like, it just naturally disassociated because, like, that's what I had had to do in all the other situations like this. So I think, like, my body was just, like, starting to do that. And I think that he realized, and he was like, you know, like, are you okay? Like, is this okay? And so, like, we just stopped fucking, and, like, we just talked, and we just kind of laid there, and, like, I don't know, like, I just feel like I really needed this experience. Like, I just felt like it wasn't like this crazy sex, or like, I don't even think we had sex long at all. Like, I just don't even think it was really even a thing. But like, I just feel like the way that he went about it and like was paying attention to me was like, I feel like I really needed that. Like, I feel really thankful for this guy, because I feel like yeah, like he was just actually like paying attention to me and like wasn't just trying to fucking like get his dick wet. Like, I don't know. And so I love this guy. And like after that, it was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. So he like invited me out. He invited all of us, all of the coworkers, everyone out to this like thing, like to this bar that he like runs like the sound for or something. And so I go. And oh my God, like I don't know, like I was like, oh, like he likes me, like this is like a little date or something, like I don't know what the fuck this is. And like, no, like that was not the vibes at all. Like, he was literally just like, yeah, what's up, like whatever. And then, like, I mean, we went and got food after and whatever, but I don't know, like I think I was like, okay, like I'm flirting way more. And like, he's a little flirty, like he's like a friendly flirty. And yeah, no, I was just like, no, I think I was just like, okay, like we like each other now, because it's like open relationship, not just fucking, like full on, like you could have a whole other relationship. So it's like, I just didn't, I don't think I thought that's like what was gonna happen or something. I don't know what the fuck. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. I just remember after that, because I was like, obviously, like I worked with some of my friends, and so like we all kind of knew and we all hung out together, and I was just like, oh yeah, like I like looked all cute and everything, and like no, like was just not the vibe. And I was just like, oh. Like, okay. Which we still hung out a few more times, and like I don't know, like we, yeah, I feel like we had like a good little like friendship or whatever. And yeah, I don't know, but I, that was the only time that we had sex, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, it was like not even sex. And yeah, it was mostly just like a little intimate moment, I guess you could say. So that was really cool. Okay, next. Okay, this one guy is, this is like, I don't know. I'm like, you're probably like, oh my God, she's such a whore. Like, this has been so many guys. Like, this is like 100 guys. And it's like, yeah, but like most of these guys I didn't fuck. Like, you have to think of that. And like, also, like, yes, I've kissed a bunch of guys. Yes, I've seen a lot of fucking wieners, but like, not by choice a lot of times. And also, like, I didn't fuck most of these guys. Like, my body count is like not high, not. I would still consider myself to not know how to have sex. Like, I would consider, yeah, I don't know, but I don't know. 'Cause I was thinking about that and I was like, should I just say my body count, or like should I just like set the record straight? Like, I don't know, but I feel like, is that private? But I mean, I guess I'm fucking telling you all the details about all this shit, so I could just tell you. But I don't know. I just like think that my relationship with guys was like, I needed that validation from men so much, so it was like I had to find it at all times. So however that was, like I don't, it was more, it was just, I just needed the validation. I didn't need sex. So I would literally be like, I don't want to have sex. I don't want to do anything sexual. Like, I just want to hang out. And so that was my reason for getting into these situations, was the validation, but I didn't have that terminology. I was just like, I just want to hang out. Like, I just want to hang out. So that is why there's always a fucking guy in my life up to this point. And so anyway, I met this guy and he's like, oh yeah, like you can come over, like we can hang out, like watch a movie, whatever. And I literally am like, okay, I don't want to do anything. Like, I don't want to have any sex. I don't want to do anything sexual. Like, I literally just want to hang out and like talk or whatever, watch a movie, whatever. So I go to this guy's house. First of all, rich as fuck. I pull up to this like mansion, like literally a mansion. It was the giantest house that I've ever been into. And so we go in, And we go up to his room and we're sitting there and oh my God, I forgot about this part. And so we're sitting there and we start watching a movie and he like goes to lean over to kiss me and I just pull back and then he pulls back and he's like, "Do you smoke weed?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Ugh, ew, I can smell it on your breath." And I was like, "Okay." And then he like, "Oh my God, I forgot about all of this. This is so crazy. I'm not laughing. This is just like so fucking bizarre that I might laugh, but not because it's funny, because it's so insane to me." He like goes into this whole story about like someone who smoked weed, like I don't know if it was like a family member or a friend or what the fuck, and he was like, "Yeah, he died and like I don't know. I don't think it was related to weed. It could have been. I'm not sure, but it was like this whole thing." And he's like, "I'm not joking. I'm not joking." And I was literally saying that. I was like, "I don't think you're joking. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know what this is." And but at this point, I was like, "Bitch, like you're mad 'cause my breath smells like weed. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, what am I doing here?" And I was like shocked. And so he's, and so I'm just, yeah, I'm just sitting there like, "Okay, what the fuck? Like, I just want to go home now." And he's like, "Oh my God, like, I'll show you a picture. I have a picture of him in his casket. I'll show you. I'll show you." And I'm like, it's okay. Like, I don't need to see that. Like, this sounds really personal." And he's like going fucking in about like this person's death and like they're like them in the casket and just like really like wants to show me these pictures and like do, I don't know, weird. Really fucking weird. And this is my first time meeting this guy too. Like this is all in the span of like probably 45 minutes. And so I'm just like, "Okay, like whatever." And then he's like, "Okay, well, like can you like change your shirt? Like you can like go in my closet and pick any shirt you want. Like I just like I smell weed on you." And I was just like, "Okay, like free shirt. Okay, whatever." And so I go and I pick out the shirt. Literally still have it to this day. It's a good ass fucking shirt. Like I love it. And so I put that on and then we're hanging out and then like at this point like it's just weird and then he's like trying to kiss me again and I'm just like, "You know, like I don't really like this. Like this is weird." And yeah, I don't know. Then it was just getting super awkward and like we were like I think we like got into like a little argument or something. And so I was just like, "You know what? Like I'm just gonna go home." And then I was like, "Do you want this shirt back?" And he was like, "No, you can keep it. Like this girl left it at my house anyway." And I was like, "Okay, whatever, I'll take it. It was cute. It was like light yellow and it had red. It was a Stella. It was a beer. Oh my God, it's like an Italian beer we used to sell at my old job. It starts with an A. Oh, I don't know what it's called. Stella something. Anyway, it was cute, and I was like, "Oh my God!" And I could wear this to work, like repping our brands, okay? And so, anyway, he walks me out to my car, and I had, oh my God, I had just bought Christmas presents for my friend's kids, and so I had this like giant Spider-Man body pillow in my back seat, and he's like, "Is that yours? Like, why do you have that?" And so at this point, I'm like, "I'm sick of this, man. I just want to get the fuck out of here." And I was like, "Oh yeah, like that's my daughter's. Like that's my kids. Like I just bought it for her, blah." And like going into this whole story about how I have kids. And he's like, "You have kids? Like blah blah blah." And then I was just like, "No, haha." And I shut the door and I left. And it was so funny. Like, I was cracking my fucking ass off. I thought it was the funniest fucking shit. Like, I had just, like, lied to this man's face. And it was awesome. Like, I don't know. I loved it so much. And so I guess that was probably because I hate lying. I don't like lying. Big hater of lying. But at this point, like, I don't know. That just did something to me because the way his face dropped whenever I told him I had kids and that was my daughter's, like, it was the craziest thing of my life. Like, I was just like, "Oh my God." Like, I don't know. It was really funny. And, like, he was, like, really, like,
surprised whenever I told him I had kids. And so, and then I was just like, haha, just kidding, whatever. And I left, and, like, it was just really funny for me. And, yeah, now I love lying to men. And I know that's probably unhealthy. It definitely is unhealthy because lying is really bad. But I just thought it was really fucking fun. So after that, I kind of went on a little lying spree, and I would go to the bars, and, like, I would talk in a British accent the entire night. I went to this one bar one time, and I was doing my British accent. I literally was so in character that I saw someone that I knew and continued the British accent. And I was like, dude, yeah, like, I don't know, like, I don't know what you mean. Like, I've always had a British accent. And, like, literally was, like, trying to convince this person who knew me that I was still British. Like, that, I don't know, what the fuck. And I don't know, like, I've just, yeah, I don't know. Oh my god, yeah, it was crazy. We had these guys buy us food, and I was like, yeah, like, it's my first time visiting. I've never had, like, a quesadilla or something. Oh my god, it was so horrible. And now, oh my god, actually, I don't know. There's just something about lying to men, and I just, like, I love it, and it just unlocked a beast in me, and I just, like, can't contain it. So that's where it all started. Okay, next. Okay, this one is a little dark and depressing. This is probably my scariest story of my entire life. Okay, so this is scary. I mentioned him previously in some other ones. And his name is Scary. That's what I'm calling him. And anyway, like, I never had an interest in the man. I didn't like this man, but I, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the fuck. At this point, he was friends with one of my friends' boyfriends, and so, like, I had seen him at the bar a few times, or, like, met up with them at the bar a few times, and I don't know, like, he just complimented me or something. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the fuck. And I went, like, after we graduated, he, like, went to the military or something, and so he was, like, big and really strong. And I don't know, like, I was like, oh, like, he's strong now or something. I don't know what the fuck. Honestly, I was not attracted to him still. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But anyway, one day I let this man come to my house. And I was like, no sex, no nothing. Like, literally, like, no, don't fucking touch me. Why did I let this man come over? I literally don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I don't know what I was doing. Yeah, I knew it was a bad idea, but whatever. So I let this man come over, and he, like, just comes right in and lays on my bed, and I'm just, like, instant regret. Like, I don't even know what to say, instant regret. And so he's laying on my bed, and I'm, like, sitting up. I'm, like, I just don't, like, what the fuck am I doing? Instant regret, instant regret. Like, if you never saw instant regret, that's instant regret. Like, and so he's laying on my bed, and I'm sitting up, and he's like, come on, like, get comfy, get comfy. And I was like, no, like, I'm good. And so I'm sitting there, and he's just, like, laying there, and he keeps on trying to, like, pull me to lay down with him and, like, come snuggle with him or something. And I'm just like, no. And he's, like, under the covers and everything. In jeans, by the way. Nasty as fuck. And, yeah, so he keeps on trying to pull me over to him, and I'm just like, you know what, no, like, I'm literally sitting crisscross applesauce on top of all my covers, like, as closest to the edge as I can be. And he just, like, keeps on, and I'm just like, no, like, I'm just trying to watch this movie, like, I really like this movie. I don't even know what the fuck it was. And at this point, like, he's getting a little frustrated, and he keeps on, like, trying to, like, pull me over to, like, lay with him, and I'm just like, okay, like, no thanks, like, no thank you, no thank you. And I kept on saying that, and it was just, like, getting a little awkward, because, like, then he just started, like, being, like, a little more aggressive, and I was just like, oh, like, no thanks. And then he's, like, laughing, and he's like, oh, you like that, you like that. And so it's like he kept pulling me over, and I kept pulling back away and sitting back up, because he was, like, grabbing my arm and, like, pulling me onto, like, into him, so I would be, like, halfway laying down, but I'm still crisscross, so then I would just rock and sit back up, And I was just like, no, thanks. And so he's like laughing and he's like, oh, you like that? Like, you like that? Like, you think this is a game? Like, lay down, lay down. And like getting, yeah, more aggressive in his tone and his like pulling of me. And I'm just like, no, like, I don't like this. And I'm getting like a little quieter and like a little smaller because I'm starting to like, this is more than just the regret. This is like a little bit scared and a little bit more like, I just don't, like, no, this is just bad, bad, bad. And so he keeps on, and I keep on sitting back up, and then, he gets out from under the covers, and he, like, is kind of hovering over me, and pulls my legs out, and gets on top of me, and he's like, oh yeah, you like that, you like that. And I'm like, oh my god, like, no. And at this point, like, I just like am like fully dissociating and like completely like dead. Like, I at this point, this was like, I don't know, this was a really fucking scary, like, I feel like I mean, I was always kind of scary, but, like, I don't know, like, I feel like all the other situations, it's like, well, I didn't, like, fight enough, and I didn't try enough to get the fuck out of the situation, but this, it was, like, I just knew that, like, there wasn't even a chance that that was gonna happen, so this situation was, like, a lot scarier for me, which, sexual assault is sexual assault. It doesn't have to be this extreme where you're getting fucking held down and all the things, screaming and fighting. But I don't know, like, this one just felt like there was just no question about it. And so, yeah, he holds my arms down and he's like trying to kiss me, and I'm like turning my head, and he's like, he thinks this is a game, and or like that's how he's treating it. And he's like, oh, you think this is a game? And he's like laughing. And he's, like, becoming more, like, forceful, and it's just, like, I don't, like, he's, like, really, like, playing into this, like, I don't know, whack-ass fucking shit. I don't even know what to say. Anyway, so, yeah, then he's just, like, fucking on top of me and holding me down, and so I'm, like, trying to pull my arms up. And, like, trying to move my legs. But he's, like, sitting, like, on my thighs, like, in the middle of them. So, I literally, like, can't move my legs. And then he's holding my arms down, like, at my wrist with his hands. And so, then I'm, like, trying to, like, move my elbows. And, like, I'm trying to, like, get out away from him. And yeah, it's, like, not working, but, like, I'm starting to, like, get, like, I'm, like, really, like, this was really fucking weird for me because I felt like my body was, like, fully dissociating, but it was, like, also at the same time, like, I have to get out of here, like, this is, like, I don't know what the fuck to do. And so it's, like, I'm dissociating, but also I'm, like, trying to, like, fight for my life a little bit. And, yeah, and so he's, like, I don't know, like, he ends up holding my wrist down with his hands, but then he, like, scoots up and is, like, sitting, like, on, like, my, like, chest a little bit, like, right under my boobs, I guess, and he puts his knees, like, on, like, my, like, upper arm, like, because I'm, like, laying, like, he is holding my wrist down and with his hands, and then he's putting his knees, like, on my upper arm to where, like, I literally, like, cannot move at all. And so, oh my god, ew, so fucking gross. And so, yeah, he's just, like, fucking holding me down, and he's, like, making these jokes, and, like, I don't know, just, like, fucking saying crazy fucking shit. And I'm just, like, trying to fucking get out of here. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I'm gonna do. Like, I literally don't know what to do. And he's, like, still, like, into this, and it's just, like, saying crazy things and, like, holding me down, and I'm, like, still trying to, like, fight back and, like, lift my arms up, and he's just like, oh yeah, like, you like this, like, you're such a freak, like, I don't know, it was just, like, the craziest fucking thing of my life. And so then, like, I just, like, am able, like, I don't know, get my leg, like, around him, and am, like, trying to, like, roll him off of me. And keep in mind, like, this is, like, a military man who's, like, big. Like, he was short, but, like, sturdy. Like, I don't know. Like, I obviously was aware that this man was stronger than me, and, like, that it wasn't really an option for me to, like, get away from this if, like, he didn't want me to. And so, yeah, I'm, like, trying, like, I'm really fucking trying to get away from him. And then, I don't know, like, I just start crying. And I don't know, then he's like, oh, yeah, you want me to stop? You want me to stop? And, like, I'm just, like, laying there looking at him, like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. And, like, I don't know. Like, once I get into my, like, dissociation, like, I go, like, nonverbal. Like, that's kind of how I experience it. And so that's kind of what's happening. And, like, I don't know. Like, at this point, like, honestly, like, I think I was, like, praying or something in my head. Like, I, like, didn't know, like, what the fuck. Like, I didn't know what the fuck was gonna happen. And I don't know, like, eventually, yeah, he was just like, you want me to stop? And I was like, oh my god, yes, like, please get the fuck off me, get the fuck off me, like, you have to get the fuck off me. And, like, I was just able to talk and say all of that, and then he finally gets off of me. And I just, like, sit up, and I'm, like, in a little ball, and I'm just, like, holding on to myself, like, for my dear life. And he just lays down and is, like, trying to, like, watch the movie. And he's, like, trying to get back under the covers. And I'm, like, you have to get the fuck out of my house. Like, you have to leave. You have to leave right fucking now. Like, get the fuck out of my house. Get the fuck out of my house. Get out, get out, get out. And he's, like, hold on. Like, I gotta put my shoes on. I gotta put my shoes on. And I just, like, leave my room. And I'm just, like, get the fuck out of my house. And I'm, like, standing by the front door, like, waiting for this man to get the fuck out of my house. And he's, like, in my room for, like, another, like, couple minutes maybe or something. And sorry, I had to pause a minute. And yeah, so then eventually he comes out of my room, and he was like in there for a minute, so I don't know what the fuck. But anyway, so I finally get him out of my house and he leaves, and then I literally go and just like lay on my bedroom floor, and I'm just like, what the fuck just happened to me? Like, oh my god. yeah, it was really fucking terrifying and scary, and, like, I don't know, like, obviously all these situations are fucking horrifying and, like, traumatizing, but, like, I don't know, like, I think I was, like, a little, like, actually really scared. And yeah, so I'm just laying on the floor trying to, like, come back into my body or something. I don't really know what the fuck is going on. I've never experienced anything like this. And then my phone starts like going fucking crazy. I'm getting like phone calls, I'm getting all these texts, like my phone is like blowing the fuck up. And so I'm just like laying there, like I don't even think I realized like what was going on. Like I don't know, I was like an out of body, like I don't know, like I don't know what the fuck. And so finally, I'm, like, just laying there, and then, like, I hear him yelling, and then I hear, or not yelling, but, like, talking clearly outside of my house, and I'm just like, what the fuck? And so then I get scared again, and then he bangs on my window, and at this point, I'm like, I'm gonna die. Like, I don't know what the fuck, like, I don't know what the fuck is about to happen, but, like, I'm gonna fucking die. Like, I don't know what the fuck. And then I just, like, don't say anything, and I'm just, like, sitting, like, in the corner of my room, and I'm just, like, what the fuck? Like, what is this fucking shit? Like, what the fuck? Why did I even let this man come over? Like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? He's gonna kill me. And he was like, I left my wallet. I left my wallet. Like, you have to give me my wallet. I need my wallet. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And so I just like, I don't know, like, he's not leaving. He's just sitting there like, my wallet, I know you hear me. Like, I know my wallet's in there. I need my wallet. And so I'm just like, oh my god, like, I just need this man to get the fuck away from me. So let me just look and see if his fucking wallet is in here. And then,
Like, eventually I find it, like, behind my bed, which, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Like, maybe it was just truly an accident, but, like, he was in my room for, like, a few minutes without me whenever I was waiting for him to leave, so I don't know what the fuck. But, I don't know, whatever. And so he's at my window still, like, banging and talking to me, and I just still haven't said anything. And so I'm able to get his wallet, and I just go set it outside on the front porch, and, like, he heard the door open, so then he starts walking over there, and, like, I barely see him, and then I just close the door and lock it, and he gets his wallet, and then he leaves. But that was quite literally the most terrifying moment of my life. Like, I thought I was gonna die. And, yeah, no. Fucking insane. Literally so fucking insane. I don't even know what the fuck, and, like, I don't know. I'm, like, losing my mind because I'm, like, I just don't even know why I let this guy come over. Like, I knew that I didn't like him. I knew that, like, I don't know. And I knew he was a fucking creep. Like, I didn't know to that extent, obviously, otherwise none of that. But it was, like, this was a guy that was just sending unsolicited dick pics to fucking everyone, everywhere. And, like, I don't know. Like, I just, like, knew that this guy was, like, I don't know, weird. But obviously, yeah, I did not think to that extent. Otherwise, what if, yeah, never let any of this happen. Not that I let any of it happen, but, like, I, like, let him come over to my house. So, that part kind of feels like my fault, but I don't know. Like, it was just really fucking crazy. And, oh my god. Yeah, so, I don't know. And it's, like, also, like, I mean, sexual assault, and, like, this is an extreme version of kind of how we picture this shit to happen, but, I think it's all equally traumatizing. Obviously, that one was pretty fucking terrifying, too. But, I don't know, like, it was, yeah, it was just a fucking lot. And, yeah. So, that's fucking that. That was, yeah, terrifying. And after that, I think I realized, like, okay, yeah, like, I'm done with this. Like, that was pretty fucking crazy. Like, I don't want to be in a situation like that ever again. So, anyway, yeah, I didn't hang out with anyone for a long time. And I think, like, I don't know, that was, like, kind of soon after, like, I moved into my house, like, out of my parents' house. And, so, I don't know, like, I think I just wanted to have a guy over because, like, I could, like, I just had the freedom to do whatever the fuck I wanted, and, like, he just, like, was already, like, like, I knew he would want to come over, maybe, like, I don't know what the fuck, but, yeah, I don't know what the fuck. So, anyway, yeah. Then I didn't, like, talk to any guy or anything forever for a long time. And then I think I kind of started, like, reflecting on, like, what the fuck has happened to me. And, like, why is there these extreme situations? And why are guys begging me not to tell anyone that they raped me? And why are guys doing all this shit and not listening when I say no? Even though I said no 100 times already. Like, I don't know what the fuck. And so, yeah, I don't hang out with guys for a long time. And then, let's see, okay, then on my birthday, my 21st birthday, I was just like, okay, like, haven't talked to guys in a while, like, whatever, it'll be fine. And so I meet this guy at the bar, and, like, he's funny, like, he's singing karaoke, and so I'm like, okay, whatever. And, so I'm like, okay, like, do you want to come home with me? And, anyway, so this guy comes over, and we are, like, hanging out, like, we just got back from the bar or whatever. We're gross, and so we're gonna shower. I had never showered with someone, and, like, whenever I thought of showering with someone, I thought it would be, like, this cute little fun thing, whatever. I don't know why I thought that would be a good idea to do it with this random fucking bitch from the bar. But we get in the shower, and, oh, this is crazy. I'm not shaming. This is not shameful at all. This is literally just what the fuck happened. And this guy goes to get in the shower, and he's like, I'm a grower, not a shower. And then I'm like, okay. And so then I'm, like, staring at his fucking dick. He's covering it, by the way, with one hand. And so I'm just like, okay. And then he's like, well, stop looking. And I was like, I can't. Like, you just said that. Like, I, like, what? Just fucking show me. And so whatever. And so it was just awkward and weird. And then we get in the shower. And then he's like, oh, like, well, first of all, he gets my fucking little scrubber, my little loofah thing, and scrubs his ass crack with my shit. So immediately, no. I was like, what, bitch? Like, I have to throw that away now. And then he asked me to shave. And, like, let me just say, like, I mean, I don't give a fuck. Like, full bush, I'm in full support of that. But it wasn't even that. Like, I had shaved, like, a couple weeks prior. Like, it was not, like, anything crazy. And he's asking me to shave. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure his fucking balls were hairy. I don't care. I don't have a problem with fucking natural body hair. But the fact that you're fucking telling me to shave. And guess what? This is so much more embarrassing. I did shave. Ugh, gross. And then we don't even fuck. We literally go in my room and lay there. And then I fall asleep for a little bit. And then I wake up a little bit. And he's not there, but all of his clothes are and everything. And he's literally, like, sitting in the backyard. I go to the backyard, and he's sitting there in a towel. And I'm still in a towel, too. Or I, like, had the blanket or something. And then we just sit in the backyard on the patio for, like, hours just talking. And, like, I don't know. It was really cool, actually. Like, it was a fun conversation. And then we end up going back inside, and then we just lay there and talk for more hours. And, like, yeah, I don't know. It was a weird experience, and we were just, like, hanging out naked, like, forever. And it was weird. All around the house, because, like, I had a roommate. Like, I mean, she wasn't home, but he didn't know that. Like, what the fuck? It was really weird. But it was funny. And then, yeah, and then he would, like, text me a few times. Oh, my God. And then he saw me at the bar a few months ago and tapped me on the shoulder. And I turned around, and I just looked at him, and I just stared at him. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh, and he made a comment about my boobs or something. Like, I don't know. He made a few comments that were just, like, not fucking cool. Like, just, like, past my line. And, like, I don't know. He made a comment about some shirt I was wearing, and my boobs were, like, I don't know what he said. I don't know. I mean, my tits were out, but, like, bitch, I'll do whatever the fuck I want. Like, I don't know. It was, like, a nasty, I don't know what the fuck. He made two different comments that were really offensive to me. I don't remember what the fuck. And telling me to shave is fucking crazy. Like, that's so insane. And what's even more insane than that is the fact that I did. Like, that's so crazy. That's so fucking crazy. I don't know what the fuck was that. But yeah, so seeing him at the bar after that, I was like, I literally just looked at him and I stared at him until he walked away. And then he texted me and he was like, ugh, like, why didn't you say hi? Like, I'm not that bad, am I? And I just didn't answer. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to unadd you because that's, yeah, that's a no from me, dog. Like, never ever. And yeah, that was really weird. But yeah, like, I had never had someone comment on my body at all in any type of way. But the fact that, yeah, he told me to shave, and then, yeah, I don't know, he said something about my boobs, and then he said something else. I don't know if that was also about my boobs or just, like, something else. I don't know what the fuck it was. But yeah, I was just like, yeah, like, you're, like, no, this is past my line. And then after that, I was like, okay, yeah, I hate guys my age, so I'm done talking to any guy my age. So I changed my thing to 30 on my dating apps, and then that's still, like, a no. And so I feel really crazy, and so I changed it to 40. And I match with this 40-year-old who lives relatively close to me. And anyway, his name on the dating app is just the first letter of his name. And we'll just say that it's Z, because it's not. Okay. And so then he wants my Snapchat, which I'm kind of like, what the fuck, you're 40? Like, what? But whatever. So we Snapchat for, like, I don't know, I think, like, a few weeks. And then we, like, he was, like, trying to, like, take me out on a date, and I was just like, ooh, like, I mean, yeah, but, like, no. Like, I don't want to be seen with a 40-year-old. And he was trying to go to, like, this, like, local-ass place. Like, I know people who work there. I know probably most of the people in there. Like, no, I'm not cool with that. And so we decided that I was just going to pick up the food and go to his house. And so, and I still don't know his name at this point. I literally just know Z is the first letter of his name. And so I'm like, yeah, okay, like, whatever. And then he's like, okay, like, what's your Venmo so I can pay for the food? And so I tell him my Venmo. And he Venmos me. And I find out his name. So, of course, instantly I look him up on Facebook. And we have a great amount of mutuals, like more than 20, like a lot of people. And some of those people happens to be my family members, like my biological dad and his brother and his other brother. And like we, and then just like a lot of people who are like, I know well, like, a lot of, like, very mutual people, like, my friends, like, my friend, one of my friends, and, oh my god, it was just a lot, it was really weird, and so, but I'm, like, he already ordered the food, like, he just paid me, like, I'm literally on my way to his house, so, like, I'm gonna go, because he's still hot, so I go to this guy's house, and, oh my god, it was so embarrassing, I had an edible in my trunk, and so I get out of my car and I go to get it out of my trunk, and I, like, whenever I went to stand up, I hit my head hard as fuck on my trunk. But what am I gonna say? Like, this is a literally dad. This is a father. Like, he could be my dad. This is, like, I can't, like, this is so weird. So I just, like, try to play it cool and act like it and just smash the fuck out of my head. And I'm just like, hey, and we go outside, and he's, like, getting, like, you know, silverware and everything, and drinks and whatever, and he sits down, and we're, like, eating, and we're just, like, do-do-do, just talking, like, whatever, and then he's, like, so, like, we need to talk about something, and I was, like, I just started busting out laughing. I was, like, bro, yeah, like, you know my dad, like, you know my dad. And he was like, oh my god, like, whenever I saw your last name, I was like, what the fuck, but then, like, I don't know, and I was just like, do you, like, know my dad, like, well, like, how do you know my dad? And I'm laughing, like, hysterically at this point, like, I'm feeling so awkward, I don't know what the fuck. And he knows my dad, knows my uncles, like, knows everyone, and I'm just like, okay, and so I'm just laughing, and I think he's, like, kind of, like, awkward laughing, like, he doesn't really, like, know what to do, because I'm, like, laughing hard as fuck, like, I can't stop laughing, and so we're just talking, whatever, and then he's like, so, like, what's the oldest you ever been with? And I'm sitting there and I'm laughing and I'm, like, trying to think about it. And he's like, it's okay. Like, you can tell me, like, I'm not going to judge you. Like, I don't care. And it's like, I'm, like, laughing and taking forever to answer because I've never done this. Like, I, like, am literally trying to think of the biggest age gap that I can, but it's, like, going to be, like, a couple years, like, definitely nowhere near anything. 19 years, like, nope. And so, oh my god, it was so awkward. And so, like, yeah, he's, like, thinking, I think the way that he's talking, he's like, no, you can tell me, like, it's really fine, like, I promise I won't judge you, blah, blah, blah. Like, it seems like he, like, thinks that I've, like, been with some old-ass man, and I'm, like, trying not to tell him, but I'm literally, like, whenever I was 20, like, I slept with a 24-year-old, and he was like, what? I was like, yep, that's the oldest. Like, 4 years is, like, the craziest crazy. Yeah, and like, yeah. It was really crazy. And so we're just laughing. And he's like, that's a big difference. And I was like, yep, what about you? And he said that the youngest he's ever been with was a 29-year-old. So, also, big difference being a 21-year-old. Like, I don't know, 21 and 29 are a lot fucking different. Like, that's a lot different. And so, whatever, we're just like, okay, like, whatever. And he's like, so, like, why? Like, what are you doing? And I'm still, like, literally this whole time, I'm just laughing so hard. Like, I'm in, like, shock. I don't know what the fuck. And so, I'm just, like, dying laughing. And, anyway, and so we. I'm literally just like, I don't know, actually. Like, I don't know. Like, I knew I didn't like guys my age, so I was just feeling crazy and changed it to 40. But, like, now that I'm sitting here with a 40-year-old, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And so we're just kind of like, ha ha ha, funny, funny. Let's watch a movie. And so we just watched a movie, and then, oh my God, I kept falling asleep. And so he was like, you can like spend the night if you want. And I was just like, okay. And so we just went in his room. And the motherfucker doesn't have a TV in his room. Like, okay, weird old ass. Like, I guess that's a thing. And so we're just like laying there in the dark. And I passed the fuck out. Like, and he had to go to work in the morning. And so he left me at his house without him. And I was like, okay. So I wake up and I'm like kind of looking around his house a little bit. I'm not like opening any closed doors or anything. I'm literally just like wandering around, like looking at his kitchen, like what the fuck. And I'm here and I'm just really feeling a lot of like, this is very much giving single dad, old man vibes. Like, this guy's house is reminding me of like what my dad's house looked like. And yeah, just really fucking weird. So I was just like, okay, and I left, and then we talked, and then we hung out again, and then that time, like, same thing, hung out, ate, went to bed, whatever, and that time, like, I don't know, like, he tried to kiss me a little bit, and then I was just like, no, sorry, like, I don't know what's going on, like, I thought, like, yeah, no, it's a no from me. And he was just like, okay, whatever. And so we just like kind of talked. And then, yeah, went to sleep, whatever, woke up. And then I was like, okay. So, and he's like, are you okay? Like, what happened the other day? Like, are you good? And I was like, I don't really know. Like, I just, like, I don't really, like, I don't know. And then we just kind of like stopped talking. And yeah, it was just kind of fucking weird. But, oh, God. Yeah, so I think there's one guy that I didn't mention, but honestly, like, I don't want to tell that story right now. Like, that was so weird, and I don't know if I already did. But whatever. Aside from that, that's it. Gross. So, wow, I feel like we talked about a lot of fucking crazy shit in this. That was so weird. Let me get my pencil. We'll mark that guy. And that guy, 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 and that guy that we talked about. Wow, crazy. Yeah, so I haven't fucked that many guys, and this whole hand job thing, I feel like it doesn't count if they were giving themselves a hand job with my hand. Like, you know? So, yeah. Crazy. But anyway, I love you. Thank you for being here. This was interesting. And yeah, maybe don't hang out with the old man for the gag, because then you're gonna be there and then be like, what am I actually doing? Because that was crazy. It was really, really funny though. Like, and it's funny because I can be, oh my God. And then this person ended up, like, I was telling him, like, we were just talking about people that we were mutually friends with on Facebook. And I was like, oh, like, yeah, and like blah blah blah, like, yeah, like, I'm best friends with them, like, how do you know them? And he was like, oh my god, yeah, like, I used to date their mom. What? Literally one of my friend's moms. He used to date one of my friend's moms. And, like, my friend was like, oh, yeah, like, he was, like, my stepdad at one point. Like, they weren't married, but she was like, yeah, like, he, like, that was, like, my dad. And I'm like, oh, my God, bitch, yeah, like, I hung out with him. Crazy. And I kissed him. We did kiss. We made out. But that was it. Ew. Weird. Okay. Anyway, yeah, weird. Okay. Love you. Bye.